This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week, Radio Edition. We are down to just four teams remaining in the quest for the Edmonton Cup, including the defending champion Edmonton Oil Kings, Calgary Hitmen, Portland Winterhawks, and the Kamloops Blazers. And we'll have a playoff update coming up in moments. Meanwhile, the WHL sending eight players to Sochi, Russia this week. The World Under-18 Hockey Championships. We'll have more on that. And the 8th Annual U.S. Prospects Camp is underway in California. We'll talk to WHL Manager of Player Recruitment and Development Tyler Bolt in Anaheim. Well, the Husky WHL Eastern and Cal Tire Western Conference Finals are all set to go. The Portland Winterhawks and Kamloops Blazers will meet for a second straight year in the postseason. The Hawks disposed of the Spokane Chiefs with a four-game series sweep. They'll open up the conference final on home ice Friday night. Meanwhile, the Kamloops Blazers took care of the Kelowna Rockets, a BC Division rival, in four games. It was a series featured on Shaw TV. The division rivals played four tight games, with the Blazers winning the last two on home ice in overtime. For the Blazers, it's their first time in 17 years to clinch a series on home ice, and head coach Guy Chiron feels they sent a message in game one.
Knowing that they had a tough series, I think when we went in their building and set the tempo, I thought that was probably the difference. We took advantage of maybe fatigue, injuries for them, rather than just go into the series thinking it was going to be probably easy or whatever. I thought we came with some determination.
Blazer forward Cale Kessie's been a big part of the postseason success, tied with Portland's Ty Ratty with 11 goals.
Just got to give credit to my teammates. We're just trying to play hard every game. And my last year junior, I want to go out. I think we have something special with these guys in the room. A lot of character in that room, and just want to make it memorable last year.
Kessie tipped in the game four overtime winner to clinch the series.
Definitely a great feeling. Just happened so fast. The whole bench is coming after you there for a second, but it's just nice to get this one over with and get a few days rest and take care of our bodies here and get ready for the next round.
The Blazers' Brendan Ranford led the series with 9 points. He was in on all four game-winning goals. He's quick to point out it was a team effort from top to bottom.
We had a lot of guys that came in from the depth, like Chase Soto played a hell of a series, I thought, scoring some big goals in Kelowna, and I mean, Aaron Macklin had two goals that you don't really get those goals from too many guys, but I mean, they played unbelievable, and we got a lot of big minutes, and we could play four lines, and that's key in how we won this.
Ranford leads the Blazers into the conference finals for the first time since 1999.
We just got to come back after a couple days and think about Portland. I mean, we had a great series with them last year to 7, and we're both good teams and both good teams in the West, and we're just going to give it our all.
Meanwhile, the defending Edmonton Cup champion Edmonton Oil Kings advance to the WHL Husky Eastern Conference Final with a four-game sweep of the Medicine Hat Tigers. Voice of the Oil Kings, Corey Graham, spoke with Captain Griffin Reinhardt following Game 4.
Well, obviously a huge win here to get through this round. Just tell me about this series, pretty hard fought for four games.
Yeah, it was. I think that Medicine Hat really pushed hard today, and they played desperate hockey like it was their last, could be their last game, and they had a good first two periods, and we were able to pull through in the third.
Big win for your club coming from behind in the third period. You haven't had to do that yet in these playoffs, eh?
Yeah, it's really a character win for us. I think in the dressing room we were all pretty confident. We knew things were going to start coming our way, and we knew we had to keep getting shots, and fortunate enough for us, we were able to pull through.
I guess lastly, everybody's got bumps and bruises this time of year, so nice to earn a couple extra days.
Yeah, it's always good to have those extra days off in playoffs. I think last year playing Portland really brought us, really banged us up a little bit, and it took us a while to recover from that, so we're really fortunate enough to have the week and a bit off.
For Royal Kings forward Dylan Rock, these playoffs are special, especially after being on the sidelines for the team's championship run last season because of injury.
Yeah, absolutely. Super excited. You know, we've had high expectations, but nothing's been given to you. So, you know, we're excited to move on. And next couple of days, we'll get to see what we get in the third. And you know, we'll practice and get ready for the next round.
Edmonton will now play the Calgary Hitmen in the Battle of Alberta as the Hitmen advance past the Red Deer Rebels in five games, two of those five going to overtime. The two teams will open up the best of seven Eastern Final Thursday in Edmonton.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice. They make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the face-off!
former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stefan Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot. Goal! How about that? After a great defensive play, he scored the go-ahead goal. Stefan Elliott.
The WHL. It's your time.
WHL U.S. Prospects Camp is underway in Anaheim. And to tell us more about it, down right now in Anaheim is WHL's Manager of Player Development and Recruitment, Tyler Bull. Tyler, 8th annual camp down in California, the WHL well represented again.
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to it. It's a big event on our scouting schedule each season, and we think it's a pretty good tool for our clubs leading into the draft a few weeks down the road. So, yeah, it's a pretty big event, and I think it's on everybody's calendar down here as a Bantam player. They know it's coming each year in April, so we're looking forward to it again this year.
Tyler, tell us how much representation from the Bantam age down in California do you get out there?
You know, we get, we do an application process for the camp. We have 84 players at the camp, but we have, more than double of that apply to get in. And there's some really good programs down here in L.A. and Anaheim and Northern California, and then also, obviously, all over the Western U.S. So I think it's something that we get a lot of interest in, because the players also know that they don't get as much exposure as they could to our scouts during the year just because of travel that our teams do down here. So they know it's a good opportunity to come out and get exposure to all of our clubs.
And most WHL teams do have a representative there this weekend as well.
Yeah, that's right. It changes each year depending on availability and our playoff schedule. But this year, again, we'll have a good group of scouts and as well as general managers that come down and see the talent.
Now, this has been going on, we said, the 8th annual camp. Now, there's been some great U.S. talent that has been at this camp that has gone on to be major players in the Western League.
Yeah, it's come a long way over these years, and we're pretty happy where it is now. And we see a lot of the players who come into our league, U.S.-born players, come through this camp. And, a guy like Liam Stewart in Spokane or Josh Hanson in Portland or Chase Soto in Kamloops or whoever it may be, there's lots of players. Shane McColgan in Saskatoon would be a good example of a player who attended one of our first camps. So it's definitely a pretty critical tool for our teams in their U.S. scouting.
This all leads up to a pretty big event next month in Calgary as well.
Yeah, with the draft coming up on May 2nd, this is definitely a great way to it's a lot of our teams, it'll be their last chance to take a look at these kids before the draft comes. And as always, it's been an exciting lead up to it. And it's a great group of prospects, not just down in the U.S., but in Western Canada this year. So it's a day we're all looking forward to.
All right, Tyler, good stuff. Thanks for being on our show this week.
Anytime. Thanks, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Western Hockey League will be well represented at the 2013 IIHF World Under 18 Hockey Championships in Sochi, Russia later this month. Coached by Don Hay of the Vancouver Giants, 8 WHL players have been named to the roster, including Edward Silvertips goaltender Austin Lotz, 4 defensemen Dylan Hetherington of the Swift Current Broncos, Shea Theodore of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Joey Hicketts of the Victoria Royals, and Josh Morrissey of the Prince Albert Raiders. 3 forwards, Sam Reinhardt of the Kootenay Ice, Morgan Klinchuk of the Regina Pats, and Braden Point from the Moose Jaw Warriors. Canada will play a pair of exhibition games before opening up the tournament April 18th against Slovakia. And that's the show this week. I want to say thanks to Corey Graham in Edmonton again for his help. Enjoy the WHL's Eastern and Western Conference Finals. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.